listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and this is Crack O' Dawn for the next 3 hours. Wonderful treat, Crawling with Tarp, live. And we're going to hear new stuff, old stuff, all kind of stuff, maybe even baby stuff. And I asked them what the name means. Is it crawling with tarts or hoes? And they said, hoes. So anyway, just to keep you always informed on Crack O' Dawn. Well, that was an older opera by Crawling with Tarts called
Grand Surface Noise Opera Number 2.
And we're going to hear another opera very soon. But first, I just want to congratulate you on your baby who's here.
Thank you.
And was this planned or was it a surprise?
No, it was planned, very much so.
I'm really impertinent, aren't I? But no, you don't give a damn, I can tell. So they were just at a party, and they're full of crowns and makeup, eye makeup, and God, what's this world coming to?
So it was a fabulous party.
Yeah, good food?
Just fabulous.
Fabulous.
Oh, good food.
Oh yes, but it was fabulous.
Fabulous. And you look marvelous, too. So, what is your favorite food?
Depends.
Michael likes Indian food.
I just had a severe problem with food, but I'm still recovering. So,
really?
Yeah. Right now, my favorite food is probably something like
mashed potato,
lime.
Uh huh.
The chemical.
I see.
Or bicarbonate of soda.
Uh huh. You mean you really had a bad experience?
Well, yeah, I was in China last week, and the food's really good there, but sometimes I'm kind of a squeamish eater, and I ate some things that I shouldn't have eaten.
Were you both there?
No, I didn't go to China. I stayed home with the baby.
God, were you performing?
No, measuring vibrations.
Wow. Did you use a vibrator? No, just kidding.
No, they've got all their own. It's amazing. It's just in the ground, and I was just measuring what was there.
And getting sound sources for future operas.
Film. Took pictures. Film. Mm-hmm. Video.
Excellent. But, no. So it's very very Stockhausen-ish at the end. You know, with the children. And you said those were children at the bee exhibit at the zoo?
That was right. That was the bee exhibit. I'm not sure if it's still there, but they used to have in the insect. You have to go into the children's zoo, part of the San Francisco Zoo, and if you want to see the insect display,
we think they took out.
They may have taken it out. I'm not sure, but they had this bee thing with a little screen on the top, so you could put your ear on it and hear the buzz. And I was just trying to record bees for a bee opera that we had done, but it ended up just being recordings of bees with lots of kids, which was actually better.
Yeah. So we're going to hear another opera now?
Mm-hmm. We're going to listen. It's going to be a premiere of Grand Surface Noise Opera Number 4, Drum Totem.
Before we start that's quite lengthy. So if you want to call and talk to Mick or Suzanne of Crawling with Tarts, or just say hi to me, you can call us at 510-848-4425. And you can make requests of Crawling with Tarts. Any of your favorite, Crawling with Tarts operas or songs or source music or whatever that you want to hear. They brought a lot of boxes of things, so give us a call. So meanwhile, we're going to hear, say the opera one more time.
We're going to hear Grand Surface Noise Opera Number 4, Drum Totem.
That was one of the latest operas by Crawling with Tarts called Grand Surface Noise Number 4. It's very impressive. I liked it a lot. So you're doing the drumming, you were doing that drumming live, both the two of you?
Mm-hmm. Michael and I were both drumming.
And then was all the other mixing going on live, like all the other sources?
Mm-hmm.
And that was just happening?
Yeah, these last two operas were made so that we could play them live, just two people. And that's why we have all these like auxiliary record players and all these weird records, so that we can play our music live just as a duet.
So you mean that you have like a lot of record players set up then?
Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Like how many, let's say?
Well, that one has...
I had one. You had
three
two.
Or four on that one.
You
I can't
two
remember.
Three on that one.
Three on that one, yeah.
And so do you have stopwatches? I mean, is it done to the minute, or is it a little more approximate? Like, if you were
doing
it live,
well, you don't need them because
the
records all they have natural cues on them.
Uh-huh.
We use cues built into the records. You know, when you hear a certain thing, we know that that's time to go to somewhere else.
I see. So yeah. You have scores?
Yeah, uh-huh. We use a score.
Are your scores pretty graphic? Like, would you ever have like a book of your scores, for example?
Well, Michael's and my scores are quite different. Mine are all the pictures of the instruments, and Michael's is all composed out like regular music, but mine are like little pictures.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have like some traditional training, so it kind of makes my scores more linear, whereas Susan's are much more interesting. They're multidimensional, and maybe in a piece like that one, for example, we'll work through all those sections and make the piece, and then in the end we'll look at our scores and they'll be completely different, but they both mean the same thing.
That's great.
Or sometimes one of us will make the score for the piece first, and the other one will just translate it into their version.
How long have you guys been together?
1983.
She's yawning.
And did you? That's what happens when you have a baby.
Did you start like as soon as you met? Did you start working? Did you start by working together? And
yeah, because I joined a band that she was in. That's how I met her.
What band was that?
It was called Youth Camp. It was a New York City style thrash rock band, and she was the bass player.
And what you were the drummer?
I'm a drummer, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, so I answered this ad for this band.
He just took his crown off. Yeah. Uh-huh. But he still has his eye makeup on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then what happened? I mean, I'm not talking about the intimate details, but I mean, what I'm talking, you know, musically, of course.
Oh, yes. well, we were in this band for about, I guess, less than 9 months, like 8 months maybe. And,
uh-huh.
But Susan and I had, as a side project, started a magazine, too. And we realized we were more internally or like compatible than, or whatever. I don't know. The band, we never disliked that band, but then other things happened, and, mm-hmm. and we and Sue's had a boyfriend, and we had to run away. So we went to Mexico for a long time, and without telling anyone where we were going. And when we came back, we started crawling with tarts, and we had to live in a different town because people were threatening us.
Really? God.
So
exciting.
So we moved to another town, and then we started this group. So we had that sort of rock background, but also all these experimental music backgrounds too, so it kind of still, all those things kind of come out every now and then. Lately we've been mostly making these operas, but
who knows?
Sometimes other things come out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have a wide range because then you can, you know, call upon it when you want it or go into another phase or what have you. You're listening to KPFA, KPFB, Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. I'm Barb, this is Crack O' Dawn. I'm Alexandro and Suzanne Dykus Alexandro and Madeline.
Claire, Ava Sophia Alexandro.
Are all here and... we're going to probably hear another opera and then some stuff from your CD and maybe some other weird source stuff. Because as you must have heard, there's layer upon things going on in these operas and many, many sources. Just let me tell you what's going on. If you want to see, it doesn't look like me, but if you want to see me, if you get Comedy Central, I'm in this short called Complaints, in a series called Musical Shorts. I'm playing the piano in a thing called Complaints tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. on Comedy Central, and the 3rd, 1:30 p.m., 10:30 p.m., and 3:30 a.m. So for these listeners, the 3:30 a.m. seems perfect on the 3rd. Frank Moore, who's on the show a lot, is directing a play called No Tongue Will Live to Speak, No Ears Will Yearn to Hear. And it's at Unitarian Fellowship Hall, 9 p.m., Friday, September 9th, and Saturday, September 10th. And Friday, September 16th, and Saturday, September 17th. And I think it's a must. And if you want information, reservations, call Linda at 510-526-7858. And that's Unitarian Fellowship Hall, Benita. I can't even see. 1806, I think, or 1606 at Cedar. So that looks pretty good. Yerba Buena. No, this is Cap Street? Yeah, let's see. Cap Street Project presents a brand new ball game, an installation by Celia Alvarez Munoz. Exhibition date September 30th, November 12th. And the new Cap Street Project is at 525 Second Street. I have to say, I haven't been there yet. Have you been there?
Cap Street?
Yeah, the new. So
I wasn't even to the old one.
Oh, okay. So that sounds. That sounds really interesting, an exchange of writings between the artist and young Latino artist now residing in the Bay Area, and family histories of gay family members, etc., etc. Installation. Oh, it's going to take the form of a game room. The competence in the room will illustrate the gender dynamics at play in this community, etc. So the number at Cap Street is 415-495-7101. And that's well worth a visit. It's a great conceptual gallery. And Thomas Schultz is playing at, let's see. Oh, Intersection. They have a piano series. And he's going to play Frederick Jevsky's The People United Will Never Be Defeated. No, he's not. Maybe he is. Yes, he is. He is. And Intersection for the Arts, what night is that? Sorry, I'm a little scattered here. These things are getting bigger and bigger, and they're sort of not easy to get a hold of really fast. September 24th, and Intersection has moved, so be aware of that. It's 446 Valencia. That. And Allen Ginsberg is coming to Cowell Theater September 17th and 18th. So that should be really something. Cowell Theater, of course, is at Fort Mason. And you can just phone Fort Mason or phone, you can actually phone City Box Office 392-4400 for that. There's a whole bunch of things. But that looks like the most interesting to me. And, oh, Bob Davis. We shouldn't forget that. Climate Theater, October 6th and 7th. And Climate Theater, 392-4400. He's great. So that should be extremely entertaining. And last but not least, Lab is presenting a bunch of things, but specifically I wanted to direct your attention to Neo Bustamante, fabulous performance artist, and it's called The Chain South, a performance and video. The Chain South. Neo Bustamante is a hungry Ronaldo McDonaldo venturing towards the horizon of the other Americas. So, and Ronaldo appears in a live performance to share his own version of the Happy Meal. Sounds fabulous. So the Lab is at 1807 Divisadero, and for information, phone 415-346-4063. Okay. So do you have anything upcoming that you want to tell us about, or anything that's...
Oh, anything that's interesting? I can tell you something interesting that Michael told me about China.
Okay.
In China, well, it goes back to our music because we always go to zoos. And so when Michael was in Beijing, was it Beijing or Tianjin? He decided he was going to go to the zoo one day, and part of their collection, they had like polar bears and tigers and all those sort of things, but they also had ordinary cats in cages. And,
no.
Yeah.
Furry white ones.
Furry white ones.
Wow.
With a Latin name. Just regular like cats in the...
Felis ordinaire.
Really? And dogs, like little ones that were crossbreeds.
The dogs were all mutts. They were all different.
In cages.
The cats
too.
Were all the same, but the dogs were all these.
So how did you feel seeing cats and dogs in cages? Did you want to see them out of there, or did it look okay, and were they happy, and were they?
I don't know.
I don't like zoos anyway. Period.
Right.
But
one thing I'll tell you though is that Beijing is different than Paris in the sense that when you're walking down the sidewalk, you don't step in a lot of.
Doo-doo,
right. And I don't know if that's because the dogs are in the cages or not.
Maybe so.
Oh, so you never saw any dogs ordinaire?
No, not in the streets.
So I wonder if they don't have dogs there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they want you to eat dog?
No.
Or cat?
I don't know.
You know of? You don't, maybe that's why
I don't know what
sick.
They wanted, but I did. I hope I didn't anyway, but there could
never
you know.
It's
possible because.
Look how xenophobic I sound, right? You never know. God, I can't believe it. But you did say that you had several close encounters with claws and things.
Yeah. And those were the kind of animals that we eat over here, too. But they were
what?
Just the parts that
Yeah.
You know, the ears and stuff.
I'm getting to want to eat less and less of animals at this point. And I don't know.
I stopped eating them since then, actually. I mean, I don't know how long it'll last, but there was some kind of...
You found a worm in your brochette.
I did find a worm.
In your brochette?
Yeah, but it was in a Hyatt hotel, though, so that's an American hotel.
Well...
So ever since then, he'll never be able to...
I thought you were saying brioche, actually. A worm in your brioche.
Or are they tornadoes? I don't know what they call them.
Tornado.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. I'm extremely worldly, can you tell?
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, it was the brochette. It was the brochette of something or other. But it was a Cajun style. They were having they were having Cajun night in China in the Hyatt Hotel. Yeah. So.
That is... Some
I went there thinking that I was going to get a reprieve from eating the ears and stuff. And
that's where you caught
the worm.
See, that's what you should never get your hopes up too much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes when I have this fantasy of how something's going to be, I'm invariably disappointed, you know? Invariably or inevitably? I don't know.
Invariably.
But anyway... But it's not good to have no expectations either, because then you'd have a dullness, I guess. But anyway, do you have any advice to young composers that are starting out?
Don't
compose.
Study music formally.
Really? Totally? You think? You serious?
Well, I think so.
Never get a liberal arts degree.
No, you can get that, but don't get that when thinking you're going to get a job or something. No. That's not it exactly. I think the gist of it is, you can get those things, but it's better to know that stuff.
Uh-oh.
Before you go there or something. I don't know what I'm trying to say. No, I don't have any advice.
Do you, Suzanne?
No, I don't have any advice.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Should we be addressing these people?
No, I just one of my stock questions.
It's because,
you know?
Michael's wearing a crown, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have some advice. I have some secondhand advice.
See, I knew it. Don't drink that, obviously.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes. No, I'm out, actually out in the hall right now. This is nice that you guys have installed the remote.
I'm in the hall right now. Okay.
The secondhand advice is from Pierre Schaeffer, and he said... If you want to change music, turn your back on music.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That makes sense. I like Pierre Schaeffer.
Yeah, me too.
The music concrète. So, moving right along here, what are we going to hear now?
So we've turned to noise.
Oh, good.
The next thing I have queued up over there is the...
On one or two? The top one or the
bottom? I thought we should play some shorter things.
Okay.
And on the top one, where the other thing just was,
uh-huh.
I can't now remember what it was. Oh, okay, this is a haiku. This is a, that wasn't our idea, but there was a compilation in England, and they wanted us to make a haiku for them. So we made this haiku that's going to play, and it uses amateur cut recordings, probably made around the 40s or 50s, things that we found in junk stores. And invariably, these guys, when they were cutting these discs, they would go too far and cut right into the paper. And so what that means is that they don't stop gracefully. They stop with a skip at the end. So we made this haiku just using all those end loops.
Oh,
so this
great.
Is called End Loop Haiku.
Two songs by Crawling with Tarts. What are the names of the songs? I don't think the headphones are going to fit over your crown. Sorry.
Well, the first one was...
Mate and Throw, wasn't it?
No, the first one was not the debt, wasn't it?
Oh, the haiku.
Oh, that was the haiku. We already explained that one.
Yeah.
Then there was two cuts off of the...
Mate and Throw.
CD.
Number 9 was what?
Well, Mate and Throw was the first one.
Mate and Throw, that was number 9. And in fact, after I said those bad things about academic institutions, I have to say that the drum machine patch that was used in Mate and Throw was found at Mills College on the drum machine there. We didn't even program that.
Yeah.
So, what was that? Back announce all. Are you going to back announce? Now he finally remembered, sort of.
So we can.
We've been reconstructing here. So, listen to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. This is Crackodon, and Crawling with Tarts is on. Crackodon tonight.
How do you know they really broadcast this in Fresno?
I'm surmising. No, I do know because I get callers from Fresno. And just to prove it to you, let's have a caller from Fresno. So okay. Phone us, 510-848-4425.
Steve Keyes from Fresno, did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he grew up in Fresno, and he lived in the orchards and all that.
Anyway,
back announcing.
In the orchards.
Yeah.
He had his first sexual experience
in an orchard, he said.
Fugue state now. I sense it. I sense it quickly approaching.
A feudal state?
Fugue state.
Oh. You mean a serfdom?
Sort of. Like you're, no, not a serfdom. As in, rambling and, I like that state. Kind of free association almost.
I don't trust people who are coherent.
Coherent. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, yeah. So, did you back announce it yet? No, you didn't. Okay.
Okay.
So Ottoman Empire was so the first piece, that, top of the set, right?
All right. Okay.
Go backwards. I like that better.
All right.
It's more professional.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that when I'm listening to, like, pop radio and they play, like, 80 songs,
uh-huh.
It's easier if they back announce
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
okay. Because you always turn it. Well, I don't know. Sorry, I'm going.
Yeah, because they always you tune
in and then you hear a good song and then they play, like, 15 other songs. And so then when they announce them, if they announce them from the beginning, you never know how many songs they played before the song you liked if you tuned in right in the middle. See what I mean? So that's why
Not
we're
really.
Going to back announce.
Okay. So that won't happen to you
out there,
Mr.
No.
or Ms. Listener.
No, okay, we heard first a piece called
I guess no one's listening in Fresno. Oh well, you might be right.
You know what, this piece
that
we just listened
to myth.
The piece we just listened doesn't have a title. But it was, I can tell you about it a little
I
bit.
I liked it though.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, that's thank you. That was from about an inch of a home cut disc that has a bunch of people at a party singing in Spanish and playing the piano. And the disc is warped, but even more so the turntable platen was warped. And so that's kind of utilized in making that one. And before that was Orse's opera from the LP. That had, something about that, tell me.
Palanque.
Palanque. the famous cheese maker. Palanque. You can get his wares still today.
Really? At the cheese port?
At the place, on the... Don't laugh. I'm trying to be serious. And then
just a minute, I want to know about the cheese.
Well, the problem is that these guys, their estate will harass us.
Oh, okay.
So we're not. It's not Poulenc. It's,
the way you said it, I didn't. Well, Poulenc, François.
No,
well,
but that's not who it was.
Oh,
it was
Poulenc.
Oh. What did you? Whatever you said.
Poulenc.
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 He's an Indonesian
composer.
We're
going to get plonked for it. He's an Indonesian.
And
Peter Plonk's.
And we had full rights to use his music, by the way, that guy.
Oh, sure.
That Indonesian.
Yeah, really. Fun. That's what they all say.
Before that, continuing on this trend of back announcing, was a live piece, actually, that was recorded at the now sadly missed Heinz Club.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Gosh, I don't know how long ago, but a long time ago. And that was called the Scenes from the Ottoman Empire, where we reenacted the entire Ottoman Empire in about, I think it was 7 or 8 minutes until
mini
a
history.
Little section of some of Barbara's music came in.
Yeah, right. I got the
somehow you
just say yes. By the way, Pluto's at the Stork Club. on the...
Pluto. You know what?
Yeah.
You know, I am actually playing in that show.
What date is it then? Because it's on my fridge and I forgot
Well, someone just told me about it. I think it's not December.
September.
September 10th, isn't it?
Or the 9th. So you better phone the store
club.
It's
like a Saturday, I guess. Whatever the Saturday would be.
Well, the 1st is Friday. Oh. 1 and 7 is 8th. It's the 9th. Saturday the 9th. Yeah.
I believe it's the 9th.
Okay. Okay, then following the trend, continuing the back announcing trend.
Then we talked. And shall we back announce back over the other? Oh yeah, that was the boring part. Then we played the songs we've already mentioned.
Okay, you said you had some recurring dreams, and then tell me what you dreamt last night also.
Okay, my dreams are a lot different.
Thank you very much, Meg.
Thank you, Michael.
No, it's fine. I'll now go to Colway.
Michael has a really good brain.
Yeah, I could tell.
Michael's dreams are a lot different from my dreams. I just have really short dreams that have, like, ideas, and then they switch to another dream, and then I forget all the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
But the dream I had last night was walking through the Valley of Animals, and all the animals, like, all of them were, like, on the hillsides, and they were all weeping, and they were all sad because they were going to die. That was my dream last night, and then it switched to all this other stuff.
What kind of animals?
Oh, from mules to donkeys, mostly horse animals. Mm-hmm. It was, like, you know...
Zebras?
Yeah, zebras, you know, horse-type animals, mules, mooses, donkeys. Ponies, stuff like that.
And then what's the recurring dream?
The ocean dream.
Do you have that too?
What does it mean? You walk into the ocean, and all of a sudden the tide goes back, and you see everything. And sometimes you go after things, and you grab them. And other times you walk through, like, canyons of seashells. And
sounds like the Five Chinese Brothers to me.
I know. I always think of that, too. And I always think, no, it can't be that. It has to be more. I deny that one. I always say it can't be the Chinese Brother dream. Every time, even when I'm experiencing it, I don't go. Even sometimes it comes over like a commercial. It says, it's not that story. It's a different one.
Well, I dream about houses a lot. Like, you know, rooms and houses and looking for houses and looking at houses. And
I can't believe
that's one of my most recurring dreams. It's so interesting.
I love it. So tell me if you're not the type of person that drives around at nighttime and looks in people's windows when you're in the cities.
Always.
That's true. Uh-huh. I have the exact same dream. I had a dream of looking at rentals the other night. And I was totally fascinated.
Uh-huh. And sometimes I dream that I go back to one of my old apartment buildings, but it's much huger, and they're all beautiful apartments, you know, like just really nicer. And it's such a recurring dream. I wonder what it means. It's probably like means we're brilliant, I think, and creative.
At least.
You know? And my ocean dreams aren't as interesting as yours. I just dream that I'm living in houses by the ocean or that I'm swimming. I always have a lot of swimming. I swim a lot, and so
I have a lot of swimming
dreams, but not swimming in the ocean, swimming in pools, swimming in lakes, swimming in rivers.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I dream of swimming along the streets. There's water in all the streets, and I'm just swimming along in the streets.
That's fascinating.
It's really, you know.
Huh.
But same thing, they're ideas. There's not much stories.
Right, they're really short. Where Michael has these, like, really expansive dreams.
I never believe people, practically, when they tell me that. Then this happened, and then that happened. I go, oh, right. Tell me another one. Okay, let's put something else up on really fast. And then we'll take this caller. Hang in there, caller.
Okay.
Go ahead. Start this one. Okay. Crawling with Tarks. Well, mayhem, Maiden's Throw, and mayhem reigns, and God. So what was that? What was that?
Well, that last piece.
What was the title?
It was called Cameo. It's off our record.
Are these records available? Like, can people go and get Maiden's Throw, for example?
Yeah.
And so probably like an Amoeba Music.
Mm-hmm. Amoeba is a good supporter, and so is Aquarius in San Francisco on 24th Street.
Or mail order.
Or mail order.
From ASP.
Okay, and why don't you give the address?
That's box 24908, Oakland, California, 94623. And they have that, plus lots of other things.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't hear anything. You know, my headphone hasn't been plugged in for forever, and I was sort of wondering why. And kept looking over here at the, you know, whatever this thing is called.
The modulation.
And I could tell you're on, you know, we're all on, but something really sounded off. Okay, so what's ASP's P.O. Box?
24908, Oakland, California, 94623.
24908. Right. Box number Oakland, 94623. So if there's anything you've heard, you know, some of the stuff is available in the record stores and so on. And the group is called Crawling with Tarts. And you have a new release coming out on Silent Records, right?
That's right.
And what's that going to be called?
It's going to be called Madeline.
It's going to be called Madeline.
Oh, and it's some songs, right?
It's a lot of little songs and me singing them and Michael playing the instruments. And it's nice.
Different.
It's different. That's right.
Well, that's good because like we were saying before, it's good to be keep growing and changing and going back and forth into different styles and genre, I think. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Look at Picasso. Never heard him none. So, what are we going out with? And I want to thank you so much for coming. And baby's been so good. Is she drinking right now or not?
No, she's sleeping.
Little guzzler. No, she's really been great. She'll probably be up all night now, but that's not my problem. Ha ha ha. So thanks a lot, Mick and Suzanne.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
What are we going to go out with and where is it?
It's on the... It's on the I think it's the bottom dat machine.
Okay.
The one with the high number on it.
Okay.
And, what is it? I don't think it has a name. Just go ahead and push that button and let's hear it.
Okay. And stay tuned for Puzzling Evidence with Doug Wellman.